Phil Niblock.
Yeah, thanks to Vinny Bianchi, Decker, Euphonium King of Dyker Heights. Thanks to Fozzie out there. Thanks to Stephen Cooper. Thanks to Tom. And thanks to Matt, who's playing tomorrow roulette. And
if your dial shifted, or you pressed the wrong button, and you are wondering where you are, you have landed in the wonderful land of WGXC. Whoa, I'm turning upside down. Wait, I'm not anymore.
I'm Elsa Levasseur, and I'm a sustaining member, and I give monthly on the internet. It's so easy to listen to WGXC Accra.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you. Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Charles Haler of Coxsackie, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Sister, she's spatial, holding up those whips and chains heavy enough to weigh down gravities we may not be light enough to see, but dark enough to hold up the sun's black girls. A fire hazard. Arsonist of the ghetto, so poor, so loud, ratcheted in her bloodstream, tearing down old warehouses. Old memories of ex-homes that were never comfortable, leaving eight-legged neighbors to burn. Rat-infested rooms to trap cheese, cheddar, dough. We have so many words for something we don't hold. Like, I can't afford to stand up on my own 2 feet because I'm headstrong. Like, my future is in the hands of a silent speaker, and she's telling my story through her fingertips to shame. That black girl couldn't speak for themselves, and their voices just spit. survivor because she's been drowning. All her life in field zones and war cries up at her eyes could water all the vegetables we grew. See, she knew, that freedom had consequences. In the hands of his oppressor, he feels the burden of his people's strife. She knows that if she dies, the man who so viciously took her life will be able to go home that very same night, joyfully eat dinner with his kids and wife and kiss them goodnight, forgetting the little girl who he just made a memory. No more movie nights and dinners with her daddy, kisses from her mommy, dreams of who she would be. He might remember the doll that lay next to her, how it too had 6 bullets lodged into it. Life was as it once was, but she, no, she will experience lifelessness for the first time because he had a bad day. A quarter to me, a fellow racist cop friend of police asks about his day at work. He'll say, another day doing what's right. To him, justice is controversial, so he warns them of the news and tells them what happened through his eyes that night. A man can only be this comfortable speaking of murder when he precisely knew their names will remain unheard of. Stop looking for validation and seek more routes to build our people's outlook on our current situation. They can't survive without us. Yet they continue to kill people that look like me and you because they think our lives are worthless. You are worthless, and the price tag placed on my life will be worthless when it comes to Judgment Day, and they gotta compare the crimes of the heart that were worthless. Maybe they think it hurts less killing a black man. Maybe they think less tears will shed finding out a little black boy or girl will never run on the playground again. Maybe they think it's less than ideal, but not too surreal, and she never gets to hold her kids again. I'm sick of this. Society keeps labeling murder as police brutality in the media. Every social platform I can think of, seeing my people killed, so my eyes keep bleeding. Ears won't stop ringing. I'm hearing the cries of the people they didn't get the chance to be. Our murders are swept up in a swift of philanthropy. Donating money to the projects, I guess that makes a man to be. A man to be seen in the eye of the public as a savior. Only from a distance gripping the necks of the people who lay unwavered, his spirit will be immortal. But the man who took his life speaks murder, and his wife looks at the hashtag, acting as if she's never heard of these incidents. If you simply question the morality of it, that's not enough to me. You're a part of the problem for not wanting to speak. So don't be uncomfortable when you've seen us bleed and did nothing to heed our pain. Another soul ripped away. Another mind full of words they'll never get to say because their life was stripped and turned into the ashes that peacefully sway within the tide on the docks of America's Bay. On the stretcher, yet the limbs of a body that once was seem to shrink up. No more life flowing through them, and the family can't think of a reason beneath the tree sign and hate behind his murder. They wish they could say this was a concept they'd never heard of, but daily we unwillingly become martyrs unheard of. They say, why do they hate us like this? Why do they hate us like this? Maybe because our black skin brings gems to the earth, countless gifts. The first to inhabit it, but treat it as if we don't belong in it. Too tight. Their grip is too tight, but my people keep fighting. Too tight. Their grip is tight, but my people will survive this and thrive in a way that demands ignorance to stop being labeled as bliss. We don't need your validation. Watch us climb our way to the top of our own nation.
Thinking benevolence has no relation to hell. medicine. I'm sorry.
beat up those and beat up those and beat up those.
Chuba chuba. That was Don King, the band. A track called Revelry from their self-titled 1984 album that I believe is their only ever release. It's the only one I know of anyways. We also heard from Glissandra 70, Analog Shantytown. Before that, from the Congo, we heard Coco with Malembe. And music from the new Nero Jarrell, the brilliant new Nero Jarrell release, just came out in 2020. It's called After a Thousand Years. From it, we heard Just a Little Longer. Before that, LA-based beatmaker DiBiase, dub work from the album Machines Hate Me. We heard You Still Stand by Da Kim. And before that, a bunch of tracks, about three tracks from the wonderful new album from Speaker Music called Black Nationalist Sonic Weaponry. I've been playing it a lot in these last few weeks since I picked it up, and probably going to play it more in the coming weeks. It's a great album. And let's see, we started the whole set off with Push It Along by Ross G and the African Space Program. Up next, here on Disco 3000, music from Tortoise from their debut album. This is Onions Wrapped in Rubber.